very much. Hello, everyone. It's so good to be with you again. I love being with you guys. There's so much great energy and openness and willingness and, yeah, to just dive in. And that's what it really takes for good meditation, is that opening. And I was just speaking with Dave, and he says, "Oh, what's your meditation?" You know, because there's so many different ones. And, I started 40 years ago when I met my teacher, my spiritual director. And it was out of the blue. And I had just separated from my husband, and I had two little girls. And they were only 4 and 6 at the time. And I was scared shitless. I mean, how am I going to do this thing, bringing up these two kids all by myself? And I met this fellow at a retreat. And I said, you know, we just happened to sit down together. And my first retreat. And I was kind of amazed at all the different things that you can do to open your heart and open your soul to God. But which one? You know, it was just vast. And there's so much to know, you know. There's so many books to read. There's so much to gather, was my speaking to him. And he's just sitting there, just kind of smiling. And, like, he knew. He had a secret. I want to know that secret. And so he said, "Well, I have a question for you. If you were to know all there was to know about everything, but you don't know who knows, then what would you know?" Who knows? Just spun around in my head. Well, that's an important question. Who knows? And I was so wide open, because I sure didn't know. And spontaneously, the knowing, the knower, the who knows, the God self in us all showed up. Whoa! I was just kind of, whoa! What a great feeling that was and is. And of course, I had all my years of clearing the space so I could continue to experience who knows. But the process that I learned for myself, I did for myself for many years and then taught, is called inquiry. And it's on the basis of that I really don't know. I mean, I can read about it, I can think about it, I can talk about it, I can have all the answers. But the only way I'm going to be open to knowing is to admit I really don't know. Whatever it might be, if I'm trying to learn it, if I'm not trying to be big and, you know, oh, I know, you know. So that is what this meditation is going to be today, is about inquiry. And using question as a way to invoke the presence of God within your heart, within my heart, our heart, the one heart. So I want to begin, though, because I just love this prayer, the aspects in the prayer that you were speaking about today that I see as the foundation of everything. The God, I offer myself to thee, God. I offer myself to thee. Relieve me of the bondage of self is another aspect of the prayer, of self, little s, and take away my difficulties. So one of the things I liked about the inquiry process for me was that I had a lot of difficulties. I had a lot of challenges. I had a lot of things that I didn't like about myself, the things that I held back in expressing who I am because I was afraid, you know, the fear aspect. And so as I was learning this inquiry process, God began to use me as a kind of a tool, as an instrument to start putting it into practical application, steps, ways to share this so that we can use it in different facets of our life. And this is a very, very important aspect, taking away my difficulties. And in the process of surrendering, I get to have a deeper relationship with God, with the Lord, in my heart. And I like that. I thought, oh yeah, God, that's it, you know. Utilize what's going on in my life as a way to get closer to you. And that's what's happening with everyone in here. What have you done? You've gotten closer to God because you've got, you know, you've done the inventory, you've done the work, and or in the process of doing the work. And that's just grace in action, don't you think? Yeah, even though it hurts like hell, it's grace in action. So, what I would like to begin with is, what are some of those things that you'd like to surrender? Just anything.
Fear.
Fear. What else?
Selfishness.
Pardon me?
Selfishness.
Selfishness.
Dishonesty.
I'm sorry?
Dishonesty.
Dishonesty.
Ego.
Ego.
Control.
Anger. How about resentment?
Control.
Resentment. And control, did I hear?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the big one, even for me. Resentment.
Shame.
Empathy.
Somebody else said something?
Shame.
Shame. Yes. And yours?
Apathy.
Apathy.
There's a little stick guilt up there, too.
Guilt.
Procrastination.
We can do that one later.
There's more, but I just wanted to get a sample, because now when we go into our meditation, we're going to make a practical application while we're meditating of this surrendering process. That is the context that I see that you all are involved in, that I'm involved in, we're all involved in. So if you'll just come into a comfortable place in your chair. So this is a meditation to assist us all in surrendering our will and life over to God. And we will begin with the prayer. God, I offer myself to Thee, to build with me and to do with me as Thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do Thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of Thy power, Thy love, and Thy way of life. May I do Thy will always. So we sit here, present and ready to surrender our will and life over to God. To abide in God's loving presence, alive and awake in my heart, in my soul, in my mind. So we will begin by watching our breath. Watching our breath as it enters into the body, as it flows out of the body. Bringing our attention away from the thoughts of today, the concerns of our life, and bringing our attention to the very breathing process itself. There's a fullness here of the very presence of life, energizing, living and breathing us now. So just simply watching the breath, we're beginning the process of choosing to bring our attention to what we choose. Usually our attention is just going to wherever it wants. But the beauty of meditation is that we begin to train our attention to go where we choose and strengthen it like a muscle. And right now we're choosing to bring our attention to the breath. And if you notice any tight or tense areas in your body, the breath is very healing and harmonizing. Just gently breathe through those tensions, those tight areas. We are opening into the place of not knowing. Into divine ignorance. So right now, bring into your awareness a particular experience that you would like to surrender completely to God's will. It could be just an emotion, it could be an event or an experience. Bringing one into your awareness now. And notice the experience that comes with this. You may notice a sensation arising in the body as you consider it. Notice where that is. Could be in the throat, the head, the chest, the gut. Just bringing it all into awareness to surrender it all. Now to surrender this into God's presence, God's loving presence, we are going to ask ourselves this question. Who is the one that is living and breathing me now? Just let the answer come from deep within. Who is the one who is living and breathing me now? Nearer than breathing, closer than hands and feet, I am. I am. Feeling, I am. And as we feel, I am, the very presence of God in our hearts, what we have brought up earlier is very naturally surrendering. Being released. Throwing it into the fire of truth. Quite naturally. As we bask in the radiance of God's loving presence. Here and now. As I am. abiding in this I am presence. Right here, right now. If thoughts come up to bring our attention away from the presence, inquire, who is thinking? I am. Feeling I am. Nearer than breathing, closer than hands and feet, I am. When we drew near to him, he disclosed himself to us. Abide in me, and I in you, and your joy will be complete. God said to Moses, I am is my name, and it shall be my name unto all generations. In a few moments, we'll be opening our eyes and we will be present with whatever questions, sharings. So let's be here now.
So basically, I would like to hear from you what your experience is, but basically what we did is we brought our attention back into the heart, into the source, into God's presence as I am. Is anyone familiar with this meditation? Has anyone shown this before?
Yes, of course. Shared this with Mike, what, a couple years ago. Yes.
I've heard that prayer. I think it was where I learned it was in the Unity Church. Is that where it comes from?
Which prayer?
God, I offer myself to thee.
Oh, that's the beginning of your prayer.
The third step.
The third step prayer.
That's right. But as it keeps going.
But it is interesting when you take that. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening here.
Yeah.
That's the context of this meditation.
And actually, that's where my resentment went. Because I was thinking about when I just started meditating, I was thinking about
that. Right there.
And when we said that, I went right to the Unity Church.
You offered it.
I did.
Gave it over. Yes.
I have a relatively easy time when the meditation is guided like you did. When it's not guided, it's a little bit more difficult.
Absolutely. In my beginning day, I loved it when my teacher would guide the meditation and I would just go right there, slide right on in, like, you know, no problem. And that's how I teach now. Since I created co-founded a retreat center in North Carolina and retired in 2010. And since then, that's how I teach. I'm with a person and give them a particular meditation that fits them or a particular group like this one. This one was geared toward your group. So it's personalized. And I have this guided meditation on my website. And that's why I did it, so I could share that with you, the very thing. So you can listen to it and you can keep active in your prayer with meditation. And probably through your steps, as I was listening to them, 5 and 6 and 7, as those experiences come up, they can just be offered through this meditation. And so if you're interested in that, just put your email here, your name and your email, and I will send you the connection to the meditation on the website. So do that, because when I have a client, they make an agreement to do it once a day, at least, on a regular basis, and then over time it just becomes, you know, natural. Yeah, but it's a wonderful tool. I used to, when I was working, I would have it down real low in my desk so I could just slightly hear it, and the energy of it was in my office and nobody else could hear it, but I could, and it kept me in that place so I could face my challenges of the day. So use it. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes.
I'm just always amazed when I have my hands clasped and my feet are touching the floor, but at some point in the meditation, I feel weightless. I can no longer feel my hands. I can no longer feel my feet touching the floor. Yeah. I'm just someplace else.
Yeah.
And it's so magical and beautiful. It's like everything has let go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's such a beautiful, very spiritual place to be.
Good for you. Yeah. And most natural. What effort did you have to do that, right? Just sit, open, show up, as I say, you know. And yeah, presence shows up for you. Any other questions? Yes.
Do you share any of your guided meditations on Insight Timer, by chance?
No, I don't know about that. Oh, yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah. Thousands of guided meditations that are shared in the community.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, on my website, I have many different kinds of meditations, as you'll see when you go on, those of you who wish to do that, in different. There have been so many different people that I've worked with, Christian meditations, non-dual meditations, different ones, for living through divorce, living through death, living through whatever. So I just put them all up there. And they're free. They're my gift to you.
What's your website?
It's called Meditations for Everyone, but if you would like, if you want to put your name on here, I can just send you the connection.
Okay.
It'll make it real easy. Yeah, there's also an offering that my husband and Steve and I do at our home. We live on the Saco River, and we call it Still Waters. Just beautiful, quiet place. And we offer day retreats for anyone that would like to come, and it's our offering to you, our gift to you. So you can just put SR, big SR, next to your name when you put your name down, and I can inform you, I can give you more information on that if you're interested. But it's a great way that we find to be with people, and that everything just gears toward what they're bringing for the day, and then we let spirit work to, we just provide the space, and spirit works to provide everything else. And it's just a wonderful experience that my husband and I have with you. So, and that's our gift to you. So if you'd like that, just put a big SR next to your name, and I'll send you more information about that, and we can set up some time for you to come. Yeah? So how's everyone? Pretty chilled? Great. Great. Well, if there aren't any other questions, I'm sure you'd like to go for a hike and get some fresh air and do your help yourself to that. And, oh, I also have some information about personal coaching if you'd like.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.